Welcome back to From Our Mind to Yours. I'm your host, Destiny.
I'm D'Angelo.
And this is episode 13?
12 or 13? 13?
It's 13.
Yeah, it's 13, episode 13.
Why are we always getting confused about what episode it is? That's terrible. we are not very good podcast hosts.
Yeah, we're...
Hold on, I need to double check.
We like to say we're new to this, but we are... 13 episodes in?
Yeah, it's episode 13.
Episode 13.
And today's episode is going to be a little different than what we have been posting. We just kind of wanted to switch it up and keep things light, not always like super deep and philosophical. But as always, it's called From Our Mind to Yours, and there's always so many different things going on in our head, so... this is one of many. So we've done a video like this before, not on this podcast, but on my YouTube channel, where I found some questions that you ask couples, and specifically, these are questions you ask your spouse, and they're like light, fun questions. So I'm going to be asking them, but D'Angelo and I will both
answer,
respond. So without further ado, I will start with questions. Okay, so the first question is kind of crazy because I said we weren't going to be getting super deep. But this is just number one. This is just the first question.
Just our minds.
So, it says, what is making you feel alive lately?
Go ahead.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
As always. What is making me feel alive lately? What's making me feel alive has been being, like, so present. It sounds so cliche, but
that's the truth.
I've gone through so many periods where I was in a dark place, like bad depression, and that entire time I was anywhere but right here.
Yeah.
I was trying to escape from anywhere but right where I was at. And so being consciously present every day has really been allowing me to enjoy my days a lot more, enjoy exactly where I'm at in life. And it actually brings a lot of clarity with where to move forward with in my life.
Yeah,
do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So without getting too deep, too crazy, yes, being very present has something that has been making me feel very alive lately.
Yeah, I love it.
What about you?
Yeah, that's partially mine too, is also being present, right? But also doing the, like, multifaceted things I like to do, like shooting my bow. And, you know, I love when Kehlani, right when I get home, asks me if I want to go in the backyard and shoot my bow, you know.
Every day.
Makes me feel good, too. Lights me up.
Yeah.
I love doing my things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But being present is definitely part of that.
So you're just going to piggyback off of my answer?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. You're not out here shooting bows and spinning sticks.
That wasn't the answer to the question. That was the details to the answer to the question.
What?
The shooting bows and stuff.
Yeah. That's what's lighting me up.
Oh, that's what's like lighting you up. Making you feel alive.
Making you feel alive, yeah.
Oh, doing the things. I thought you were saying being present. But doing the things that you really enjoy doing is what.
In the present moment too, right?
Okay.
Like when I was putting the leaves on the bag. And after like four shots, I finally shot the leaf and it was almost like dead center of the leaf. I was like, I was so happy.
He was geeked.
Huh?
I said he was geeked.
Yeah, I'll be geeking out on that shit.
Question number two. Is there a song that makes you think of me? And you have to go first this time.
This Is by LMA.
But that's like a couple-y song.
I know, and it's the first one I obviously thought of and said.
But I feel like that makes you think of us.
Okay.
A song that makes you think of me. Me, not you.
Get down on it.
Because I'm always dancing.
Right? Yeah, seriously. That was the second song that came to mind.
Yeah.
All right, what about me? Move, bitch. Get out. No, just kidding.
Absolutely not.
No, not me.
No, I mean, that's kind of hard. Even though I chose the question, it's kind of hard because
you just wanted to know what my answer was for you.
Yeah, because I have a lot of songs that like When I think of you, I think of those songs.
Yeah.
Like Music Soul Child or...
an Andy Grammer song.
Yeah. Or At All Cost. Some that I love to sing my
heart out to. Yeah.
At All Cost from that movie. What's that movie called? I don't know.
Wish.
Wish. There we go. I totally blinked.
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Next question.
Yeah, just anything I can sing my heart out to is pretty much.
Question number three. What's the worst job you've ever had?
Go ahead.
The worst job. I haven't had like a crazy.
Like bad experience.
Crazy. Well, yeah. No, I just mean like crazy amount of jobs.
Yeah. But still, I mean, there's still a worst out of them.
I would say the worst job I've ever had was working at Knob Hill. Because I was working in the deli.
Yeah.
And I had just become vegan.
Fully vegan.
A few months before that. Yeah. Like at least 6 months, not even a year before that.
No, it wasn't even 6 months. It was shorter than that.
And I was over here having to grab...
make some fried chicken.
A couple dozen of... well, yeah, fried chicken, but a couple dozen whole raw chickens and put them on skewers to cook them. I was having to slice up the meats and, like he said, frying chicken and all types of different stuff. I mean, it didn't really, like... I wouldn't say, like, grossed me out. Too badly. I just, out of all the job experiences that I've had, that was just the worst. Like, I did not want to be grabbing raw chicken and cooking it. Like, I wasn't even eating it anymore. Like, I didn't really want to be doing that. So, and it was cold as hell having to go into that damn freezer to go get all of the meats and stuff like that. Like, I just was not meant to work that kind of job anyways.
Yeah, not even close.
I learned that very early on. And unfortunately, there was some time where I had to just push through it and do it anyways. But that time is long gone. I am very grateful that it's gone. What about you?
Oh, man, the worst job.
I already know what you're about to say.
What am I about to say?
Go ahead. I want to see.
You're going to be surprised. It's not even what you're thinking.
Okay, go ahead.
The worst job I ever had was at Silver Sausage.
Bro, that's exactly what I was thinking. I knew you were going to say that. Shit. I remember your damn hands.
Yeah. That was literally the worst job ever. I worked at a sausage warehouse where you make the sausages. We hadn't gone vegan yet, so I'd eat those motherfuckers all the time.
Oh, yeah. You would bring them home?
Bring them home. Yeah. Remember I told you they would come straight out the oven and I could pick them off the rack.
Yeah, that's
good. But we worked in like pretty harsh conditions, right? There was one room that was 40 something degrees, one that was 38 or 36, and then a third like freezer room that was like 31, 32 degrees, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I'd be dipping my hands in warm water, going back, making these cold ass sausages. My hands would get cold again. Ooh, dip them back in the warm water. My fucking hands would be swollen. They would be hurting.
And you didn't even work there that long, huh?
How long did I work there? Maybe a month.
I was going to say maybe like 3 weeks or something.
3 weeks or a month. Yeah. No, it was getting bad.
That was terrible.
Ate plenty of sausages. Fucked up my hands a lot. That was just not the business. That's definitely the worst one. It was between that and Domino's.
I wouldn't even say Domino's was my worst job experience.
Domino's was just like a shitty experience. Maybe just being a driver too and dealing with so many people.
Probably.
You know.
I was just making pizzas inside.
Yeah. I had to go deliver the pizzas to the people that were angry about their 2 hour late pizzas. You know what I'm saying? So that wasn't too fun.
Next question. If money were no object, what would you buy first?
A home.
Yeah. I agree.
A home because...
I would too.
That's where all the planning and collaborating, the...
building.
The safe space, the building, the, you know, creating our foundation for our lives and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Would definitely be in a home. Right. We can do all these things. Money wasn't an object. definitely be home first.
I don't see how that wouldn't be anybody's first answer. First pick. Like, if money was not an issue, what would you buy first?
There's...
Well, I mean, I guess if you already have a home and stuff like that, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. People would... a boat. A car. A fish. I mean, you know, probably some weird shit. I don't know.
A fish is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know what people would... what their first reactive purchase would be.
Next question. What do you like to do when you're alone?
Play video games.
Really? That's it?
Okay, hold on. Be naked and play video games.
Oh, D'Angelo.
Hey, you want an honest answer? I don't like clothes. And so when I'm all by myself and there's literally nobody there, I like to take them all off. And definitely play video games.
That's brutal honesty.
Yeah, yeah. That's just me.
I like it.
Yeah.
What do I like to do when I'm alone? It's real boring, but I usually just watch TV. Yeah. I usually just watch TV, and I've been watching Outer Banks. It's a great show. A new season just came out, but I did start season one again.
What? Didn't you just finish it? You mean...
No, I started season one a long time ago.
Between season one and...
Well, no, I started season one and almost completely finished it. I think I only had like 10 minutes left in the last episode months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I like binge watched season two and three over a few weeks.
And then went right back to season one?
No, and then season four came out.
Oh, yeah.
Just recently in the beginning of this month. And
but not all the episodes.
Yeah, only 5 out of the 10 episodes came out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started season one again because it's just such a great show. Next question.
Bring it.
Ooh. If you had to completely change careers, what would your new job be?
Oh.
It's a good one, huh?
That is a good one.
Hmm.
I didn't answer it.
I would have my own show. Like, not just a podcast.
Your own show. I love it.
An actual show, like, on, like, a TV network. I would have my own show.
There we go. That sounds like a
manifestation.
Thing. Yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Yeah, that's
you can have anything.
I
you
for
put
sure will
to.
Have my own show one day.
Absolutely, I love it.
That's what I would pick.
I would love to put all my energy into my crafts and then teach them to other people. Be a teach someone how to shoot. Teach someone how to wield a staff and
a sword.
And
maybe have a center where you can run different classes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. A sword class.
That's cool.
Yeah, I like teaching people things. I love being a mentor and like showing people a certain way.
Yeah. What is your favorite movie and why?
I don't have one. There's no way I can answer that. There's just so many.
Just tell me one.
Like a favorite movie? Well, I can tell you one of my favorite like trilogies or.
Sure.
Harry Potter.
I was not expecting that.
I know you weren't. I love sci-fi, magic. You know me. Mm-hmm. I'm a sci-fi nerd. Not nerd. I'm just. A sci-fi super fan. I don't know. I just love watching it.
Yeah.
I love seeing magic and shit.
We are the complete opposites in that regard.
Absolutely.
Like, I like the Harry Potter movies too.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that your love for them is a lot deeper than my like of them.
Yeah. And Star Wars, Harry Potter, fucking.
Yeah.
Everything like that.
I love Star Wars too. I grew up watching Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah. But I've seen like the shows, the cartoons, Star Wars.
You took it a bit further.
The new like The Acolyte. I just finished The Acolyte.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is. That was a great
show. It's Star Wars. But it's back in the beginning where there was Jedi, but the Sith was just discovered. And there's this, you know, former Jedi that didn't believe the Jedi ways and became what the Jedi call Sith. And he's trying to find an acolyte, which is someone to teach. Have a student.
It's interesting.
Yeah. It was really good so far.
Yeah, D'Angelo's usually watching some sci-fi stuff, and I'm usually watching reality TV. Besides OBX, which is Outer Banks. I don't know why I said it like that right now. Like, yeah. Anybody that's like listening or watching this that doesn't know the show Outer Banks. I don't know. That show is more of like an adventure, like thriller type of show. Yeah, which yeah. I do like stuff like that. It's just hard for me to find shows like that I like.
Well, yeah,
but I usually like do too. Watch reality TV.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my thing.
Because I watched all of Hawaii 5-0. That was...
Mm-hmm. That was good.
I'm going to be honest, that show's made me cry. It has. Mm-hmm. Great show. Not the old Hawaii 5-0, but the new one.
Yeah,
the 2010 remake. One. Yes.
So. I'm going to do what D'Angelo did and do my favorite movie series. He already knows what I'm about to say. And this will forever be, unless I find something that tops yeah. it. But it probably won't. I don't care what anybody has to say about it. I love the Fast and Furious.
All of them.
Saga.
Every single one.
I haven't seen the newest one.
What's your favorite one?
Yeah, he already knows. Number two. Too Fast, Too Furious is my favorite out of all of them. I really like the Rio one too. But mainly like the first five is what I'm including in the saga.
The ones
after that are still cool too, but...
It goes off pretty far. It's more about missions and almost saving the world at that point.
Yes, and when my favorite character and my crush died in real life, there's still good movies after that. Yeah. It just didn't hit the
Wasn't same. The same, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Next question. When was the last time you felt scared?
Wow. Like, probably when I drive. I mean, that's when somebody does some fucking, excuse my language, some crazy stuff on the road. And like
when almost, you're commuting.
Oh, man. Probably when chick in the Prius tried to run me off the goddamn freeway.
It's not funny.
That was probably the last time I was scared somebody was going to hit me with their car.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's understandable.
Usually it's the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's the road that fucking scares me.
Yeah. Because
people are crazy. So, other than that, yeah, I don't really... That one was hard for a second.
I know. I'm trying to think, like, actually scared. There's been times where, like, recent... Not even, like, that recent, but... Where, like, I thought something was, like, kind of sketchy, but nothing actually happened. But from what I can remember, the last time I was actually, like, scared was when I was walking on the trail with Kehlani. And she was in the stroller and we were walking back to the car. And this dude, it looked like a tweak, looked like a homeless man. Was walking up from behind us, and I noticed as he was walking past, he had his knife out, like in his hand, the blade was out as he was walking past, and I was like, what the hell? So I called somebody that I knew would answer. You were not on like a break or anything, so I think I called Ashley or Bree, and the reason I called them is because maybe like 20 feet ahead of us, he stopped and looked like he was like kind of just checking his bike out or something. And I'm like, oh, please, no. I have my child with me. Like, I always have a knife on me anyways, but it's just, I just don't want her to have to be in a kind of situation like that where I would have to use my knife. And he also has a knife. So it's like, I was just really scared for like her safety. And so I made sure I had called them and I had it on loud as we went to go walk past. And I don't know what I was saying. I was saying something like, yeah, like I'm going to my car or something like that. Do you want to meet us? Something like that. And he ended up just like walking away. But it was pretty scary.
Oh, that wasn't the dude that chased you?
Oh, yeah. There was that time too on that same trail where another tweak, I actually had to sprint while pushing Kehlani in the stroller to my car because he started to run after me and yeah, and was looking for me and I ran, threw my shit, the stroller in the car, popped Kehlani in there, put her seatbelt on real quick, and as soon as I got into my car or into my seat and pressed the lock, I looked over my shoulder. And he had just ran out at the end of the trail to where our car was parked. And he was looking like side to side, trying to see which way I went. And I just sat there. I didn't start my car, so he didn't know which car. I mean, I could have taken off. It didn't matter. But I was just so scared. Like, why is this man chasing? And yeah, he looked crazy. Real. He had them raggedy-ass black JanSport backpacks, ran through. The whole thing was open and shit. Like, he looked insane. I don't know why I kept walking on that trail. That was two different times that it was just me and Kehlani.
Yeah, we never had a problem when it was all of us.
I mean, but I've walked on that trail with Kehlani so many times. There was only a couple, not even a handful of times where stuff like that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was a quick little story time. I was thinking that.
Yeah, she would love
it. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow or something. Yeah. Next question.
Right.
Ooh. This is a good one. Is there anything you've dreamed of doing for a long time and what's held you back?
Well, I dreamed of doing for a long time is checking out nature hot spots around the world.
Around the world?
Yeah.
And what's held you back?
Myself, my own limiting beliefs on how to make this shit work and what dictates, you know,
being it's able deep, to do but that it's or real.
Not.
Huh? I said, it's deep, but it's real. That's really what it is. It's not even money. It's
exactly. I'm not going to say it's the finance part of it because it's not. I mean, any amount of money that we've had would have been able to fund that thing, you know what I mean? But our own. My own self-limiting beliefs is what has kept me up to this point from doing all of those things.
Of what you believed you could do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And how to achieve these things. We got to achieve it in here first. And being able to do that's going to come so much easier. And I know we will. Like, that dream's not just a dream. It's a manifestation brewing up.
Mm-hmm. This is just one of many. It's not like my main dream or my only dream or anything, but I have always wanted to take pictures and post myself authentically, like different like pictures of myself on my social medias for years now. And I just was never able to get over my fear of being seen or comparing myself to other people. So that has been one of many dreams of mine is to just
be you,
be me and take the pictures that I want to take and share what I want to share. So what has held me back? Me being insecure, overthinking, comparing, all of the above. So yeah.
In choosing what you feel like your worth has been, you know.
Yeah. What my worth has been, what I feel like I'm capable of doing.
You just gotta believe in yourself, girl.
Yeah.
And I know you do.
I do now. Why was I sitting crisscross that whole time? My hips did not like
that. Oh, shit. My hips. My hips can't even dip.
My hip dip.
Your hip dip.
I definitely have hip dips. You know, you've seen people talk about that before?
No.
It's, I mean, men have it too, but you just see a lot of women talk about it. It's when, like, I'm standing up straight and on my sides right here, it, like, kind of, like, comes in like this. Like, goes like this.
Yeah, yeah. You got the, like, upper booty and then low in there and then
lower booty. Yeah. A lot of women are insecure about that and don't like that and try to, like, work out certain ways so that it doesn't, like, it fills it in or it doesn't show. I'm not doing all that. That's just the way my body's set up. I'm not going to stress about all that because, babe, it still looks good.
Yeah, yeah. Your booty looks amazing.
You know, you heard it here first.
It'd be else who sees you to say the same thing.
You know. You know. All right, we're going to wrap it up with one last question.
Last question.
Okay, the last question is, when was the last time you felt the most embarrassed?
That's hard. I don't really get embarrassed. You know that.
Do you want to think about it?
You go ahead. Mine. You go first. Yeah, yeah.
What day were we watching Below Deck? Was that Monday?
Tuesday.
It
comes out on Tuesday.
I was feeling such a strong emotion of embarrassment because I get secondhand embarrassment so bad. And this man, I mean, is he a man? He was only like 22 years old. But anyway, this man was on Below Deck. He's the chef. And he was served the people their food. And it's a group of black people. And he said, oh, can I like spit my raps for you real
that
quick?
That I've been writing.
That he's been writing.
He was himself.
And like, it was not. He really thought he was saying something.
What is it, Bee Rabbit?
Exactly. He thought he was doing something, and he just kept going, and it was, like, unnecessarily long, and I was just feeling so much secondhand embarrassment. I couldn't look. I was covering my eyes. I just wanted it to stop. It was too much.
Everyone was looking at her.
It was too much, and I wasn't even the one doing it.
Yeah.
I can't take it. I can't.
Yeah, that one for me, I can't think of last time I got
D'Angelo doesn't care enough. He doesn't give a F enough to be getting embarrassed.
I really don't. I don't get embarrassed. I don't.
That's one thing I love about him. He just does not give a...
I don't.
You know what?
I don't give a fuck.
Sometimes it's like, okay, D'Angelo... Come on, like, you need to care about certain things.
Yeah, I do. She knows that. She's just kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Don't say that. I'm not saying you're insensitive.
Empathy. Yes.
I'm not saying you're insensitive all the time. I'm talking about the times where I'm like, okay, D'Angelo, you do need to be giving a fuck right now.
You need
to care. This is not one of those times.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that.
I think I just, you know, in that way, authenticity thrives for me because I don't get embarrassed because I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
I'm sorry if you see me making these like weird faces. I've been trying to fight these yawns for like this whole episode. So I'm like,
yeah, yeah. It's funny. She asked me, what was the question about going into like a fancy place and like, what I would wear or something like that. I'm like, shit, I'd go in a 5-star restaurant, some sweats and a t-shirt if they'd let me.
D'Angelo thinks dress code and like stuff like that is so dumb. I'm like, no, you cannot wear this to this or you can't wear that to that. He's like, why not? I'm like, D'Angelo, you're just not supposed to.
You're supposed to look nice. What, are you telling me my clothes don't look nice?
It's not even like... I'm talking about, you can only wear certain brand stuff. Like, it needs to be, like, name brand, like, top-notch stuff.
No.
I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. The the perfect example I can think of is when I was looking for a dress to wear to a wedding, and D'Angelo was pulling out like some, I don't know, I don't remember the exact dresses he was pulling out, but I was telling him like, I can't wear stuff like that. Like, just like how you're not supposed to wear white to somebody's wedding, you're not supposed to wear like a bright red dress to somebody's wedding. He's like, why not? I was like, D'Angelo, out of respect, like, for the bride, you're not supposed to be, like, stealing attention away from her. Yeah. It's her day. You're not supposed to wear flashy stuff like that. He's like, that sounds dumb as hell to me. I feel like you should be able to wear whatever the hell you want. It don't matter what other people think. I'm like, D'Angelo, relax.
If the bride looks good enough, people are going to be looking at her. If whoever's wearing that flashy dress take the show.
And that's what he said to me. He's like, it's not your fault if you look better than the bride and everybody's looking at you. I'm like, you yeah, need to calm down.
I can't. You can't change that. I said, what are you going to do? Wear something that you worse that you don't want to wear because you don't want to look too good for? Oh, hell.
Yeah. We're working on that.
Yeah.
With him.
And we're working on that with her. Yeah.
The not caring so much part, but not when it comes to stuff like that. You're not going to win that one.
Shit.
We have a mirror.
I should have worn an all gold suit or something.
We have a mirror right in front of us, and I'm looking at my toes, and they're kind of, they're not like super long, but they're kind of long.
I think they look long because they're skinny.
You hear that? I don't got no fat feet.
That long toe right there.
I'm yeah, that one. Okay. Yeah, that one right there. That real skinny long one right there. Get out of here.
That looks like what E.T. phoned home with.
No, I'm just kidding. He thinks he's funny. Get off me. Anyways, we're going to wrap it up. That's the end of episode 13. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you loved it. I hope you gave it a thumbs up. Hope you hit subscribe. Hope you turn that notification on so you know when we post a new
episode. I just hope.
Period. We'll catch you guys in the next one.
All right. Catch y'all later.
Bye.